From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Two defiant statements came from Washington today. One came from House Speaker John Boehner. He said the House will not vote on a measure to fund the government unless it contains concessions on President Obama's health care law. The other statement comes from President Obama, who tells NPR today he won't accept any measure that does include such concessions. The president spoke this afternoon with our colleague Stephen Skeep of NPR's Morning Edition, who's at the White House. And Steve, did you hear any wiggle room in the president's statements?
Audie, let's let the president say it here. Let's listen to a question that President Obama, a bit earlier this afternoon, effectively answered with his first word.
As you have watched what's happening in Congress, do you feel that House Republicans are coming any closer to anything that you could sign?
No.
Well, he said some more, Audie Cornish, but not a lot more, really. The hours before a government shutdown, the president said he is just not going to give any concessions in exchange for a short-term continuing resolution, as it's called, running the government for a few weeks.
And there have been a variety of things Republicans have been offering. We've heard from reporters they want to delay the individual mandate for Obamacare or get rid of a tax that helps to pay for the health care law. But are any of these options truly open for debate?
Well, Democrats have suggested that they could negotiate some of those as part of a broader budget deal. They've been united in saying they don't want to negotiate them as part of what they describe as a hostage-taking situation, but as part of a broader budget deal, they could do something. Now, in our conversation, the president did not absolutely rule this out, but let's listen to a little bit more of that conversation, because the president certainly didn't seem to favor those kinds of concessions in any circumstance.
If they offered you more, Mr. President, would you be willing then to negotiate things like a delay in Obamacare and the individual mandate?
Steve, let's be clear. We're not going to delay the Affordable Care Act. There are millions of Americans right now who do not have health insurance, and they are finally, after decades, going to be in a position where they can get affordable health care, just like everybody else. And that means that their families, their kids, themselves, they've got the basic security that you and I enjoy. And the notion that we would even delay them getting that kind of peace of mind, potentially going to a doctor to get treated for illnesses that they currently have, simply because the Republicans have decided ideologically that they're opposed to the Affordable Care Act, is not something that we're going to be discussing.
As we talk, Mr. President, we're on a day when obviously a shutdown is looming. You said earlier that you were going to be talking to the leaders. Did you mean Republican leaders? And if so, which ones?
Well, I'm going to be talking to all of them. And we still have a window. There's still an opportunity during the course of this day to avert a shutdown and make sure that we are paying our bills.
And what can you offer?
Steve, when you say, what can I offer, I shouldn't have to offer anything. They're not doing me a favor by paying for things that they have already approved for the government to do. That's part of their basic function of government. That's not doing me a favor. That's doing what the American people sent them here to do, carrying out their responsibilities. I have said consistently that I'm always happy to talk to Republicans and Democrats about how we shape a budget that is investing in things like early childhood education, rebuilding our roads and bridges and putting people back to work, growing our economy, making sure that we've got the research and development we need to stay at the cutting edge, and that deals with some of our long-term debt issues. But we're not going to accomplish those things if one party to this conversation says that the only way that they come to the table is if they get 100% of what they want, and if they don't, they threaten to burn down the house.
Steve, the president spoke to reporters this afternoon. What did he say, if anything, about a possible shutdown?
Well, the president was speaking at the White House briefing room just a short time after our interview, and he did not say there will be a government shutdown, but then every word almost that the president spoke suggested his expectation that there will be one. He said it was Congress's job to avoid one, that they had to do their job, and then he began talking about what will happen in the event of a shutdown. People will continue receiving their Social Security checks, the mail will be delivered, national security agencies will continue, but NASA would shut down almost entirely, office buildings, government office buildings will close, paychecks will be delayed, children's programs will be hamstrung. The president was expecting the worst.
We'll hear more of your talk with the president tomorrow on Morning Edition. NPR's Steve Inskeep at the White House. Steve, thanks.
Good talking with you, Audie.